Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Fish and Game Commission special hearing. My name is Michael Flores. I'm currently serving as president of the Fish and Game Commission. To my immediate left is Mr. Sam Schuchat, commissioner from Oakland. Down to my right is Mr. Michael Chrisman, commissioner from Visalia. Also with us is Bob Trainer, our executive director, Mr. Cunningham, who is the legal counsel for Fish and Game Commission. Also, Mr. John Duffy. John, this is your last meeting? Official last meeting for John Duffy. Another one.
Second last meeting.
Unless we hold another special one, huh? Okay. We promise not to. And next to him is Adriana Landrum, who is executive assistant to the commission. So, welcome everyone. Mr. Trainer.
Thank you, Mr. President. The commission at the special hearing on the agenda is separated in two parts. The first part is receipt of public comments on the department's recovery strategy for coho salmon pursuant to Section 2111 of California Fish and Game Code. The second part would be for the commission to consider the department's request for an extension of time to continue work on the recovery strategy pursuant to Section 2111.5 of the Fish and Game Code. In light, and just as a little bit of background, the commission at its August 30th, 2002 meeting in Oakland made a finding that the petitioned action was warranted. At that time, the commission delayed adoption of its regulatory portion of that finding to add coho to the list of threatened or endangered species. And pursuant to 2114 of the Fish and Game Code, the commission directed the Department of Fish and Game to develop a recovery strategy. The department has worked on the development of that recovery strategy. The commission has received updates from the commission during the past year of the work that's been done by the two advisory committees that the department established in assisting them in development of this recovery strategy. At your August 28th, 2003 meeting in Santa Rosa, the commission extended the consideration of the regulatory portion of this item for an additional 6 months pursuant to Section 2114 of the Fish and Game Code. At that time, it also directed staff to set this special hearing to receive public comments on the draft recovery strategy and then, as I indicated earlier, to consider the department's request for an extension of time in completing the development of that recovery strategy. With that short introduction, I'll turn it over to Michael Valentine, the Department of Fish and Game's General Counsel, that will provide some opening comments, and then we'll receive public comments.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of the Commission. Thank you very much for accommodating us by having this special meeting today. I know these meetings are conducted at some personal sacrifice, and we appreciate your doing this for us. As Bob has excellently summarized, this is a two-part meeting. The important part is to hear from the public on the recovery plan as it stands. And as I mentioned the last time I appeared before you at August 28th, the department believes that the plan could be substantially improved by December. If the commission were to direct us to do so, we have specific recommendations about which parts of the plan need improvement, and I will reserve those for the moment until after the public comment is conducted. We are asking for two things. One is that you give us time until December to complete the plan and to make specific improvements in the plan, and that another special meeting be conducted in mid to late December to consider the plan as it stands at that time. I would also ask that the public comment and the department's comments that was received by the commission at the last meeting be incorporated into the record for this meeting today. If the commission should have questions at any point, I and other probably more knowledgeable members of the staff of the department are here to respond to those questions either as we go along or at the end of the public comment period. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Bill Yates.
As Mr. Yates is coming forward, is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak on this item and have not filled out a speaker's card? If you do, please send the speaker card up to us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission and staff and department. My name is Bill Yates, and I'm here on behalf of the Smith River Alliance and the North Coast Environmental Center. The Smith River Alliance is actually a member of the recovery team, and I must say, as an alternate to Larry Moss, who serves on the team, I really appreciate the work that the department has done on the recovery plan. Certainly, it has taken an awful lot of work, and just the email load I get from time to time with the recommendation, the reports, the ongoing meetings that occur among the strategy team members is nothing short than extraordinary. I would concur with what the general counsel said. Certainly, this plan can be improved with some more work that obviously is scheduled. The only concern that Smith River Alliance and North Coast Environmental Center have is the statutory concern over the time period. So I hope that the commission will take what you received and give the department direction so that they can proceed at least through December to make those changes consistent with the statutory authority that they have. And that's my brief comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Any questions from the commissioners? Do you want any summary?
Yeah, I'll just point out, as Mr. Valentine's coming back up, that the commissioners do have been provided with a copy of the draft recovery strategy. It was provided to them prior to the August 28th, 29th commission meeting. They also have a copy of draft findings submitted by the department regarding this matter.
Thank you, Mr. Traynor. Mr. President, the three areas where we would like instruction to improve the recovery strategy are we would like direction to complete the economic analysis, which is underway but is not yet complete. Second, an implementation schedule, which is required by the statute and which likewise is underway. And a series of recommendations on research and monitoring, estuaries, hatcheries, timber management, funding, and mechanisms for implementation. Mechanisms means not only when, but how do you plan to implement the strategies. Those areas are, we think, at the present time, could substantially be improved within the next 2 months. We would undertake to do so if the commission would concur in that. So our plan would be to come back to you in December at a date as yet unknown, having made these improvements in the plan, and submit the plan to you in a form that we believe can be adopted by the commission, making all the necessary statutory findings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have a suggested date in December? My understanding is our regularly scheduled commission meeting would be too soon, which is the first Thursday and Friday of December. You'd like it some time after that?
We would like it as late in December as the commission can stomach.
Right up against the
holidays. we understand that, you know.
Where are we scheduled then?
New Year's Eve is probably out, but
Christmas Eve too, maybe.
Yeah, I would say so,
Christmas
probably.
Day, yeah.
No, we were. I said mid to late December because we anticipate that as the holidays start getting more and more close, that you're going to be unlikely to want to schedule meetings. So, as late in December as you can handle it, I guess.
Okay.
Going skiing the week before Christmas.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, we'll try to accommodate. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We're not going to be able to do that right now at this time, but you have our word on it. We'll come back with something.
Will you bring the eggnog?
Sorry.
Okay. It's the least you could do.
All right. Okay.
Well, I mean, the more I read the plan, the more impressed I am with the work that has been done so far. So I'm certainly inclined to grant it an extension. And we have a motion on page five, of, or a suggested motion on page five of our agenda today. And I will make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you all for coming. Thank commissioners for coming. And we'll see you December? No, when's our next one? October 2nd and 3rd in Reading, right? All right, we'll see you all then. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.